USA Radio News with Chris Barnes.
Get used to social distancing because President Trump now says more time will be needed for the nation to deal with the coronavirus. The president had earlier said he was hoping to have the country open for business again by Easter, which is April 12th. Now he says he's extending his social distancing guidelines to at least April 30th. Speaking at yesterday's White House briefing on coronavirus, Trump said he believes the nation will now rebound by early June. Jonesboro, Arkansas, cleaning up after Saturday's tornadoes. Small businesses there are already eligible for disaster loans and assistance set up for coronavirus 19. Governor Asa Hutchinson.
We're dealing with a tornado disaster and recovery, but at the same time, we can't forget that we're going through a virus disaster.
This is USA Radio News.
Balance of Nature's fruits and veggies.
Yeah, you hear the commercials and it sounds, you know, pretty hokey to be perfectly honest, but I definitely have more energy. I don't get sleepy as early as I used to. I have fewer aches and pains. I haven't had any colds. It seems to be working, so I'll keep going with it.
Right now, Balance of Nature is offering 35% off on any new preferred order. Go to balanceofnature.com and use discount code USA.
Now you can fly anywhere in the world and pay discount prices on your airline tickets. Book a flight today to London, Paris, Madrid, or anywhere else you want to go. And pay a lot less guaranteed. Call the International Travel Department right now at Low Cost Airlines.
800-215-5141. 800-215-5141. That's 800-215-5141.
Connecticut Governor Ned Lamont saying President Trump needs to be more careful about what he says after mentioning over the weekend he was considering a possible mandatory quarantine for New York, New Jersey, and Connecticut. The president later said the mandatory quarantine was not necessary, but the Connecticut governor says...
And those words have created a certain amount of confusion. And when you lack clarity... That can create confusion, and confusion can lead to panic.
Florida is now screening people from areas hard hit by the virus, setting up checkpoints on major highways. Authorities are going to be on I-10 near the Alabama state line and I-95 near the Georgia state line, looking for people with plates from Connecticut, Louisiana, New Jersey, and New York. Amazon workers in New York plan to walk off the job today, claiming the online retail giant has mishandled its response to the coronavirus pandemic. And this is USA Radio News.
You know, I've told you I get the best sleep of my life with my MyPillow, but I'm not the only one. Mark in Las Vegas told me the other day, we were talking on other business, he says he went to MyPillow.com, clicked on the radio listener special, and used the promo code USA. He got a great deal on a MyPillow, and he is enjoying his sleep now. You can too. Go to MyPillow.com, click on the radio listener special, use my promo code USA, and I promise you, you'll get the best sleep of your life, or you get your money back.
A big-name country music star has died from coronavirus. Here's USA Radio's Wendy King.
Yeah, there's something women like about a pickup man.
Joe Diffie, who had a string of hits in the 1990s, has died after testing positive for COVID-19. Diffie, on Friday, announced he had contracted the virus, becoming the first country star to go public with such a diagnosis. Diffie's publicist, Scott Atkins, said the singer died in Nashville, Tennessee, due to complications from the virus. He was a native of Tulsa, Oklahoma, and was a member of the Grand Ole Opry for more than 25 years. He had hits like Honky Tonk Attitude, Prop Me Up Beside the Jukebox, Bigger Than the Beatles, and If the Devil Danced in Empty Pockets.
Welcome to Earth, third rock from the sun.
He shared a Grammy Award for Best Country Collaboration for the song Same Old Train with Merle Haggard, Marty Stewart, and others. Joe Diffie is survived by his wife, Tara, and seven children.
Rock from the sun.
He was 61. For USA Radio News, I'm Wendy King.
After 11 seasons on ABC, Modern Family will be signing off for good on April 8th. Before it does, the network will be airing a documentary about the series called A Modern Farewell, which will take a look at the show's run. And for USA Radio News, I'm Chris Barnes.